felt kind of poorly.
Okay. He's sick now, but he'll be well again.
Shortly or soon.
Okay. If someone got overheated and chilled and his eyes and nose started running, you say he...
Well, he's became sick. He has a cold.
Okay. What if you had a cold and I didn't, but the next day I started to sniffle and sneeze, you'd say I
caught a cold.
What if that? Okay. What if the cold affected your voice? How would you describe your voice? You'd say
a little hoarse.
I better go to bed.
What's the that?
But.
I'd better go to bed because I'm feeling a little...
Tired. Sleepy.
All right. But I have to... At 6 o'clock, I'll...
Wake up?
Yeah. Or... now, he's still sleeping. He's sleeping too long. You better go...
Wake him.
Okay. If the medicine that the patient was supposed to take is still there, you would ask him, why haven't you...
taken it.
Okay. And the patient might answer, I blank some yesterday.
I took some yesterday.
And I'll blank some.
Take some of that.
Okay. If you can't hear anything at all, you say you are...
deaf?
Yeah. If you've been working hard and you take your wet shirt off, you say, look how I... The shirt is
full
wet.
Of sweat.
Okay, and what would you say about that?
I've been sweating a lot. I wouldn't say I've sweated.
Okay.
I wouldn't say I've perspired either.
Okay, what do you call the kind of sore that gets very hard and might burst and ooze out some kind of discharge?
A boil?
Yeah. What is the stuff that drains out of a boil?
Pus.
Okay. If a bee stings you, your hand will become what?
Swollen.
Okay. If you've done everything you can for it, but doesn't seem to change, say it's still pretty badly.
Swollen.
Yeah. What do you call the liquid that forms under a blister?
Water.
Okay. If someone gets shot or stabbed, you'd say you have to go to a doctor to look at the
wound.
Mm-hmm. When a wound doesn't heal properly, what do you call the stuff that
infection.
Might...
infection.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear of some kind of, that kind of thing is being referred to as some kind of flesh? A certain kind of flesh? Did you ever hear of proud flesh?
No.
Okay. If you get a little cut on your finger, what do you put on it to avoid infection? Brown liquid that stings?
Iodine.
Mm-hmm. What used to be given as a tonic for malaria?
Quinine.
Mm-hmm. The doctor did everything he could for the man, but he...
died.
Uh-huh. Do you have any other terms that are used for dying, like if you want to protect someone's feelings?
So they passed away.
Okay. What about a crude form of saying that someone died?
Kick the bucket.
Mm-hmm.
Croaked.